Okay, to shush real news of time loses for shine much and you rift mess much as real from an after much we lose for shame of time shame malk and brook of us our malka but to it's from fagel dean and discuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding at we're starting a new simon today. Simon Reish Nun, actually very very important simon, very interesting, very negaic topic. Says the Mechaber, Yashkin Baboik on Friday morning, you should wake up early. B'yoyim Shishi on the Friday morning. L'hachin Tzarchitz Shabbos, to get ready for Shabbos. V'afilu yesh le'kama avodim, l'shamsha, even if a person has a number of slaves to serve him. Yishtadu l'hachin ba'atzmei shumdov l'tzarcha Shabbos k'dei l'chabdo. You have to, at a minimum, we'll see shortly that really that's the minimum. At a minimum, you have to do something l'kavod Shabbos. Not let other people do everything for you. We'll see that that's the way they learn it. That's the minimum. Of course, the more you do, the bigger schar it is. Ki Rav Chista, assuming we had many people to help him out. He would chop the vegetables for Shabbos. For Rabbi, Rav Yosef, and they would go ahead and they would split the wood for Shabbos. Rav Zera, he would start the fire. Rav Nachman, he would clean the house. He would bring in the Shabbos dishes. And he would take out the weekday dishes. Every person should learn from them, but loyoma loy efkim kvoid. The person shouldn't say this is a pagama my kavod. We'll see in the mishmaror what this means. Kizehu kvoid. On the contrary, this is your kavod. Shemechabed haShabbos. You mechabed haShabbos. Says the Rama, yesh lahashkes hashkes hasakim beerev Shabbos. You should sharpen the knife on erev Shabbos. Kizehu mikvoid haShabbos. This is part of kavod Shabbos. Shemechenatzmei lachilo. You're preparing yourself for the eating on Shabbos. So a little bit longer the mishmaror. Let's start going through it so we can understand this. Okay. Yashkim Baboik, a person should wake up in the morning. The ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Vahoya, it shall be Vayom Hashishi on the sixth day, Vahinu Esashi Aviyu, Vigoima Hachana Dumyadava va the preparation, the Hechinu, should be similar to the Yaviu. When did the man come? The man came early in the morning. Every morning. The should also be on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, when should you do this? Immediately after Shacharis in the morning. Achim Huraga Luma Nacha Tvila is a Shia Katsu. You have a set learning after davening. Oh, you shall learn in the Rabbim. If you learn for you give a share for the public. Ah, you have a there. You shouldn't be mevatel. Kamei shikasa b'sefer simin reishon and aleph, as we'll see in reishon and aleph. In derech hamakom hu. If the place limker b'boikav alayim to liknais achal lemuda. If they sell out, they sell the stuff. The markets open up very early, and you won't be able to find later. La yikba lemuda yela achekni. Then even if it's a seder kvua, you have to do it after you go shopping. What's happens to a place that they do it really early, even before davening? You should buy it and then you should daven. And the Bi'al Lacha goes through a whole back and forth. Should you go shopping before davening? Or do we say tada, shayna, tada? But basically, Mishabur is telling us, if it's available, do it right after davening. If it's not going to be available, even though normally you're not allowed to do anything before davening, this you can do before davening. Achira likras kriyashma kevin shekvar hagiyazman. You should say kriyashma. It doesn't take a long time to say kriyashma. You should at least say kriyashma. The einza bechlau masha amru os salasis chafatzis kodim shiyispel. This doesn't normally we say you're not allowed to do your own personal needs before you daven. This is not your personal needs. It's like chafetz shemayim. He preparing for Shabbos is chafetz shemayim. You're preparing yourself delicious food for Shabbos. That's not considered Heftzei Shemayim. Now, a couple of notes over here. First, he brings down from Nissen Karelet. It says, in this thing about preparing for Shabbos, there's two parts to it. Number one is that there should be food for Shabbos. That's a must. You have to prepare for food for Shabbos. Now, what happens if the other people are preparing for you? So you eliminate reason number one. There's still a separate thing. There's a separate thing. If number one is that you should do the mitzvah. Mitzvah by Yosemi b'shlucha. You should be the shliach. And number two, this is the kavod Shabbos that you yourself are personally involved To do it yourself. It also brings down further from this and Corral's this idea that you have to do it very early in the day. That's if your primary responsibility is prepare for Shabbos. But if you're only falling into the second category, the category is that you're doing it because you want to show this is my covered Shabbos, and I want to do it. And therefore, that he says you don't have a chiyuv to do it first thing in the morning, since you're not concerned about it getting done. It's going to get done regardless if you help or not. You're just doing it because of this idea that Mechaber tells us, and Mishabura tells us, and everybody tells us that you yourself have to do something for Shabbos that you don't have to do first thing in the morning. Okay, and the same thing, by the way, applies for Yontav as well. This doesn't just apply for the mitzvah of Kavod and Einig on Yontav as well, and therefore this doesn't only apply for Shabbos. It applies on Erev Yontav as well. B'yayim, let's continue in the Mishabur. It's better to go shopping. The thing that you're going to do for Shabbos, you should better to do it on Friday than to do it on Thursday. It's more clear that it is for Shabbos. So even in a situation where it's a little bit more of a tircha for you to do it on Friday, Friday is better for on Thursday. And loy b'davar shetzarech hachana rabbah, if not for something that needs a lot of chana, you're making gravlax for Shabbos, which has to cure for 3 days. Of course, don't wait till Friday, because that's not going to work. For my basal amloyach hakadoyma. Yesh l'knois b'yom chamishi. Then you should, of course, do it further. Ach, im ha-basa shamoitz b'yom chamishi hu kachash, v'yesh safek sh'yimtza b'yom shishi shumam v'toiv, Yam to Yam Shishi. He says over here, where this is talking about a separate topic, he says then they would buy meat that wasn't salted yet, and then you would have to salt it. The salting takes a lot of time. You have to rinse it 3 times, and you have to salt it, and it has to sit in the salt for an hour, and then you have to rinse it 3 times. Right? There's a whole process in halacha as to how you have to salt the meat. So there, maybe because it can take a lot of time, it might end up getting in the way of other preparations on Friday. So there was a makom to say, do it on Thursday. He says, but even if you're going to say, do it on Thursday, that's only if you're finding the same quality on Thursday. If I'm going to find better quality on Friday, I should go ahead and do it on Friday. Umestabra, the Yom Maktsarim, he says, now Mishabur tells us we have to be practical. Then, of course, in the middle of the winter, if you're going to leave everything for Friday, you're not going to get everything done. Now, so basically, what we said so far is, you have to do some stuff yourself at Shabbos, and everything that you do is a mitzvah. It's Chafetz Chaim. And we're also saying is that better to do it on Friday, but be practical. If you're not going to be able, if it's going to be better food if you do it on Thursday, then of course do it on Thursday. Secondly, if you're not going to have time Friday, it's a short day Friday, then you can do it earlier. But Toiv Sheyoma, no matter when you're doing it. I'll call Davish Shekhoini, when you go buy something, you should say, Zehu Lechvoi Shabbos, this is for Shabbos. Ki Adibra Hu Poyel Haber B'Kedusha. We know, we've spoken about this many times, the Rebbe has spoken many times. Your words create Kedusha. When, just like in the concept of when, and this is that we're not being Mekadosh, this is for the Beis HaMikdash, of course, nobody should make that mistake. But we have an idea that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, or, and I'm not allowed to say these things today, and I walked over to my animal, I said, this is Kodesh Lashem, this is going to be a carbon. Kedusha got imbued through my words. I'm able to imbue Kedusha in something. So therefore, the same thing over here. You go buy something in the store, you're buying for Shabbos, you say, I'm buying this L'Kavod Shabbos. V'af-al-pi-sheheichem-bashkama-mitzvi-lechatchila-sheyosef-gam-kem-ben-shvashos. This is separately, even if you helped out prepare for Shabbos, there's another inyan that you should do something right before. It doesn't really mean Bein HaShemashos, because we can't cook Bein HaShemashos, but right before, at the end of the day, you should also prepare something for Shabbos. The remez ledavar, we see it was a remez in the pasuk. Shenema v'hoya mishne loy mashiachin l'sheinus mishne lechem. Right, you should do two times. Okay, now the Mishabur continues. Ksiv b'toyre zochas yom Shabbos lekachay. You should remember Shabbos mikadoshet v'dorshu beishamay. Say Shabbos. You should remember Shabbos starting all the way from Sunday. I see I go into the store, I see something nice. Oh, I'm on Sunday, I'm buying this L'Kavod Shabbos. Even during the week, he ate L'Kavod Shabbos. Why? He would find a good piece of meat. I'm a Shabbos. This is a Shabbos. The next day, he passes by the store and he sees a nicer piece of meat. Now he would say, I can't do Baal Tashchis, so I can't eat and let this piece that I bought on Sunday go to waste. So I'm going to eat that now on Monday, and I'm going to buy the new piece. So his eating was Lakavit Shabbos. He should be able to get them, and his buying was Lakavit Shabbos. And that's what he would do every day. I was using up the not such nice stuff in order that I can leave the nicer one for Shabbos. And, you know, in general, it's about the whole week. Even if you tell your kids, we bought this treat, but we're putting it away for Shabbos. It creates a thing that, besides the fact that it's covered Shabbos, it creates a whole atmosphere that Shabbos is special. I'm saving the best stuff for Shabbos. Now, you might wonder, Hillel would do something different, so maybe I should accept that. Hillel had amazing emuna, and every day he would only buy what he needed for that day. What I need tomorrow, I'll deal with tomorrow. I'm not. I have a emuna that Hashem is going to take care of me tomorrow. However, many of the poskim agree. Hillel agrees that really Beishamai's approach, let me buy every day for Shabbos and let me prepare for Shabbos, and every time I find something nicer for Shabbos, I'll replace it and I'll go with the nicer thing for Shabbos. Hillel was on the level that he had absolutely no doubt in his mind that the Rebbeinu Shalom was going to send him a nice, beautiful dishes. He's going to send him beef jerky and gravlax and herring and pachah and barley chowned and regular chowned. He's going to send him all these different things. L'kavod Shabbos. U'kedei l'chazik midas b'tchoinoi. In order to be mechazik this midah of b'tachanoi, you know you can. Al-Bashakal Adam, the rest of us, we asked, let's be honest, he asked me on Tuesday, I see a beautiful piece of meat in the store, or something, a delicious cake that's usually sells out, and says, you know, why are you buying it today? Don't you believe with absolute certainty? Let's be honest, we're not 100% sure that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to send us another exact thing like this, and therefore, for us, we should follow Beishami's way. Even Hillel HaZaken would be masking that we should be doing like Beis Shammai. Upshita bedava ena shchiach liknoi. The upshita, it's pasha. Bedava she ena shchiach liknoi. It's not common. It sells out. Ki yishdam lo bedava shlo yinifsed. You should buy it. As in niyachai sel Shabbos, save it, and you should save it for Shabbos. Okay. Now, here's another very, very important rule from the Chavetz Chaim. Mitzvah litoim mikol tafshu be'er Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to taste from every single food on Erev Shabbos. Now, I do want to remind everybody that we just learned last week that you shouldn't overeat on Erev Shabbos, so you should have an appetite. But it's also important to taste every food. So when you come home and you start tasting all the pots, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do that, because it's a mitzvah to taste all the food. K'day l'sakin yavagahayim. Oh, what's the reason? The reason is in order to make sure that it tastes good, because once it comes Shabbos, it'd be harder to fix you other problems with bishul problems. Well, so 2 points on this. First of all, he brings down over here in the Machzor Vitri that the schar shel atoyim et tavshil Shabbos be'erev Shabbos sharicha lo yom b'shnoisav. So if anybody tells you not to taste food in erev Shabbos, tell them the Machzor Vitri says marichal lo shanim yom b'shnoisav. You're gonna live long if you taste the food on erev Shabbos. Now he also says another reason. He says, it's not just about making sure the food is good and prepared and there's nothing else. He says, the same idea is that we have to light candles on Erev Shabbos, so we should be shalom in the house. The house is lit up, there's shalom. If a food was prepared and it doesn't taste good, right, for whatever reason, it creates anger, it's not definitely not creating shalom and peace in the house. Now, of course, we all have to be intelligent. The food is not perfect. We shouldn't complain about it, but by having somebody taste it on Erev Shabbos and make sure, don't just put it up, but somebody make sure that the food is good on Erev Shabbos, check everything out, confirm. You have all the things that you wanted, everything that you intended to buy, you bought. It creates a shalomdik atmosphere on Shabbos. That those who taste it is going to be zeicha to life. Okay, let's go a few minutes over time so we can finish this up. We said it's a mitzvah to do it yourself. The mitzvah kid the Shabbos mutal kol adam. The mitzvah of mechabit Shabbos is mutal on every single person, as we learned right in the opening of Hilchos Shabbos. Doing something yourself in all cases is always better you than your shliach. And look in the Bi'ur Halacha. Now the Bi'ur Halacha tells us is that he says as follows. Says the Chavetz Yar asked the following question. We know that if a Talmud Chacham finds an Aved in the street, It's ain't lefi chay that he doesn't have to go ahead and return it. Over here, we're telling the Talmud Chacham, go chop wood for Shabbos. What's the difference? So he says, that's what the Mechaber is explaining to us. He says, when somebody finds an Aveda on the street that's not covered for the Rosh Hashiva to carry, he finds something that's would be weird for the Rosh Hashiva to be seen walking through the street. Nobody knows that he found an Aveda and he's doing a mitzvah. People see it, and they're going to say, look at this Rosh Hashiva, look at this Talmud Chacham, he's carrying something weird through the street. It doesn't make any sense. And they're going to be mevazah the Talmud Chacham. It's Einel Afik Vayde. But when it comes to Shabbos, the Talmud Chacham himself doing it, that's his covenant. He's showing that I myself want to do it for Shabbos. And everybody knows it's Friday. He's chopping wood. Everybody knows he's doing it for Shabbos. And therefore, for the Talmud Chacham to go into the grocery store and go shopping for Shabbos, everybody knows that that's what he's doing. So we don't have a problem with Einel Afik Vayde. On the contrary, it is his covenant that he's going to do it on Shabbos. Kosev is Asvarim, so I'm right. Yaharib is Chuvah, Yifashim, Ma'is, B'chol, Erev Shabbos. A person on Erev Shabbos should be thinking about Chuvah. He should think about what he did during the week. Ki Shabbos Mikala Malkasa, the Shabbos considered a Kala. Ki Ili Mikabal Panei Melech, Yisparach Shemayan, you're about to go be Mikabal to Panei Melech. Vein Noel, Akavach, Yilavish, Be, Vloye Hasvache, Shalchel, V'asavaynis. You're wearing dirty clothes. You're not going to go greet the king. Your neshama, if you don't do Chuvah, is wearing dirty clothes. So on Erev Shabbos, we should do tshuva. Another thing, yesh lefanois, kurei akobet shekarim spinwebs, the cobwebs. You should, miabais, Erev Shabbos, there's an Indian to clean those out on Erev Shabbos. Just once we mention it as a side note, of course we should remember to do it on Erev Shabbos. If you see them on Shabbos, you should lechayre, not clean it. There's definitely shitas that hold that potentially it's either muksa, right? And number two, if that's attached to the wall, then it might be an Isser of Toilish, okay? But the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't really understand that it's really Toilish, but why do it? So since there's Shittas that hold, we should probably stay away from it. Since Shittas that hold, you shouldn't do this on Shabbos. But we should remember to do it on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, we should ask a question. The Kolshkin, Tzarech Lechav Dabayis, Me'ava Ovek, Va'ofen, Ba'yoyim, you should clean out from dust and dirt. They had dirt floors then, but we should vacuum. The Zi Haka B'chal Kavet Shabbos, all part of Shabbos. V'yadame B'dayte Kili Yovei Yoylev Lis Achse Melech Basav Adam. Think about it. If a regular Basav Adam king was coming to visit you, Kama Chav Dabayis, Matzi Amites, I would change the linen, I would make the beds, I would straighten out the house. Kolshkin Shabbos Malkas, the Rabbi Nishlam is coming to visit you in your house. Two last mission brewers, my helm, Yuma Kaladam, Hainu, we should learn from these Amaraim. Afila Khashiv Beyoisa, the most Khashiv person, Uprat the Yamak Sarm on the short days. And Mikoshkin Sharai Shakras, Samachal Shabbos, you see Kosh Shabbos, as Mukhuyav Lassa Bechol Koch, you have to get involved. Reisi Ancha Maisa Gedoyla Torah, says the Chavetz Chaim, I saw Ancha Maisa, great giants of Torah, Chayim Echavdim Abayis, Ba'atzvam Beyamak Sarm, they would clean the house, they would mop the floor. Today, Shle is Chal Shabbos, the Shumil Chal Shabbos, it was a Yachiv Gomer Al Kaladam, it's a Chiv on every person. The mashna, the ain't like me she yachin like sheshliach ain't like b'nai. If you're alone and you don't have somebody to do it, you have to do it yourself. If your wife and your kids don't have enough time to finish everything, you have to help out. It's a chiyuv. Kizehu kvoidei b'sfrei masmich la'achkrav yedaita to hashalom alecha zoy hashchazas hasak. And this refers to the always to the sharpening of the knife. The knife is not sharpened; it could create once again unrest in the house, and therefore I think our knives today have less of a problem that they don't need to be sharpened every week, but that's something that we should do on Erev Shabbos as well if that's what we do. Okay, Shkoyach, we will, Metz Hashem, continue.